Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Please be seated. Oh, you might not have known I was preaching today. Could have taken a Sunday off, but I guess we didn't advertise. Even got some stranger here. You know who I'm looking at. So good morning and welcome. So we heard welcome, in fact, four times in the gospel reading, but I heard Mother Carissa say it twice in her welcome. So welcome is something we hear every Sunday, but it's a specific message we heard in the gospel reading today. So in these words from Jesus today, he was teaching his disciples about hospitality and the significance of hospitality. Hospitality, at its core, is an expression of love and acceptance. Jesus declares, "Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me." So these words reveal a profound truth that when we welcome others into our lives, we are in fact welcoming Christ. It's pretty simple. Such acts of welcome carry an extraordinary weight and significance. Imagine the impact we can have if every encounter we have, it's a chance for us to welcome Christ into our lives. It transforms a mundane encounter into an extraordinary encounter. Every person we encounter becomes an opportunity to demonstrate Christ's love and extend his grace. When we genuinely welcome others, we create an environment where the presence of Christ can be tangibly felt. Now, Jesus also speaks of receiving prophets and righteous individuals, saying, "Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person reward." So Jesus invites us to extend hospitality to those that bear his message. So when we receive Christ's messenger, maybe a preacher, a teacher, it might be a fellow parishioner, or it might be somebody we encounter in our everyday lives, we position ourselves to partake in the rewards associated with their ministries. By welcoming and supporting them, we become a partner in spreading the good news. Our act of welcome becomes an act of participating in God's work. Now, Jesus further emphasizes the importance of hospitality, stating, "And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward." So what does this mean? Even the smallest act of welcome and kindness carries a profound weight in God's eyes. Now, often we wonder, how can we have an impact? It needs to be grand. We need to solve world hunger. We need to, you know, solve poverty. But Jesus is highlighting that even the smallest, simplest act of hospitality, simply offering a cup of cold water, representing the need, the willingness to meet the basic needs of another person, that's what symbolizes our commitment to caring for others and creating an atmosphere of inclusion and warmth. No act of welcome, no matter how small, is insignificant to God. So when we extend ourselves to others in these simple acts in our everyday life, we become channels of God's love and God's grace. These acts have a ripple effect. They touch the lives of everyone around us. They have the power to transform our community. Now, as followers of Jesus, we are called to embody the spirit of welcome in all aspects of our life. Our homes, our churches, our hearts should be places of radical hospitality. By embracing this practice of welcoming others, we create spaces where people can find refuge, acceptance, and healing. Now, in a world that can often be marked by division and exclusion, something we see every day when we read the news, This hospitality can be a powerful antidote. Now, there's a challenge to each one of us to go beyond mere politeness and embrace a transformative mindset of openness and acceptance. Being radical in welcoming others requires us to break down barriers, extending love to everybody, and creating inclusive communities. By embodying this principle, we can foster a more compassionate, a more inclusive, and a more understanding society. To be radically welcoming, we have to be the ones to confront the barriers that separate us from others. This includes overcoming our own prejudices, our own biases, and preconceived notions that hinder us from having genuine connections. By embracing diversity and challenging our own assumptions, we can create an environment where everyone feels valued and accepted. Radical hospitality requires cultivating empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings. Lost my place. It means we have to actively listen to different perspectives and seek to understand every person's unique experiences. By stepping into someone else's shoes, that's how we can build bridges of understanding and foster deeper connections. So welcoming others radically, creating inclusive spaces where everyone feels safe, respected, and affirmed. It means acknowledging and celebrating diverse backgrounds, cultures, and identities. By intentionally creating an environment that embraces diversity, we can dismantle exclusionary structures and promote a sense of belonging for everyone. Now, radical hospitality means we have to go beyond just surface-level encounters with others. We have to engage on a deeper level. We need to seek to understand other people's dreams, their stories, their struggles. We have to invest our own time and effort in building meaningful connections. We have to demonstrate that we have genuine care for others and foster authentic relationships. These small acts of kindness have the power to transform lives and leave a lasting impact. Being radical and welcoming others means going above and beyond to extend compassion, love, and support. Whether it's a simple gesture, like offering a cup of cold water, or a more significant act of assistance, these acts can make a profound difference in others' lives. To be radically welcoming, we have to be the ones to challenge the norms of a bygone era that perpetuate exclusion and marginalization. This involves confronting systemic injustices, advocating for equality, and actively working to dismantle oppressive structures. We have to be the ones that stand up for the rights and dignity of every individual. We need to be the ones that contribute to a more just, more equitable, and more Christ-like society. So the challenge for all of us is to welcome those that are different from us, people from diverse backgrounds, cultures, experiences. True hospitality means breaking down barriers, foster unity, and building bridges of understanding. It allows us to learn from each other and to grow in our own faith. So welcoming others, it's not just a social custom when we first meet somebody. Welcoming others is a divine calling. When we embrace this practice of welcome that we heard in the gospel today, we invite Christ's presence right here in our midst. We become vessels of his love. We extend Christ's grace and acceptance to every person. So my hope for myself and for each one of us is that we become known as a people known for our radical hospitality. We create a space where Christ is welcomed, lives are transformed, and the kingdom of God is advanced. Now, when I read Jesus' words of welcome, and it's many times, not only in our gospel today, but throughout the New Testament, one thing that always sticks out to me is, one, that he welcomed everyone, but what he called us to do, and it's in John, I forget the exact verse, Jesus calls us to go out and do more than he did. So when we read the stories of how Jesus welcomed the marginalized, we are called to not simply do what he did. We are called to do more than he did. So I welcome each of you here today. Amen.